To what? Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Thank you. not real. On Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still. On Blueberry Hill. But all of those vows you made were never to be. We're apart. You bought a missile. Oh, you were my thrill. Love, sweet melody. But all of those vows you made were only to be. So we're apart. You thought of me still. Oh, you were my thrill.
Two. One and two and three and four and a...
We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. You hear the noise? Ain't nobody but me and the boys. Get down. Hit it, fellas. Stride and dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boots, doing the bump. Hustle on over here.
Here. swing low. Time to move on. Light years in time. Ahead of our time. Free your mind and come fly with me. It's hip on the mothership.
Make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it out.
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Microphone. microphone, bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I cram understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy-o, school them to the moon.
Straight from the mouth
of why
and daddy-o,
do a crime,
end up in jail,
it gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today, and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Even on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then you're with soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. C-Rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction.
Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. Ron is running late, so I see, okay, one person that's been on hold for a while. Hello, Golf Dogs.
Hi.
Hello. I'm sorry for keeping you on hold. I just wasn't opening up any lines until
I was enjoying
Ron got here, but. Pardon me?
No, I was enjoying the music. That old school stuff is cool.
Yeah, that's much more comfortable, isn't it? But I see we have George online. And 111s, I'm not opening up your lines. You have to wait for Ron to get here for that. So I'm going to bring George, and we have another one also. Hello, George.
Hello, Antoinette.
Hello, and we have one more person. Area code 832.
That's Gulp Dogs.
Yeah, I just called in to keep her company. I didn't know everybody else was going to show up, or I just stayed quiet.
Now you know you can't do that to our poor little friend. We've got to keep her company, all of us.
Yeah, Antoinette, I said, I cannot let her stand up there by herself. Ron Dunn left her all by herself. I said, I'm going to come over here and just at least say hi.
Well, thank you. We also have 914 on the line with their
There's
hand
Mike.
Up.
That's Mike.
Antoinette,
hello,
what you doing?
Mike.
Hello there.
Well, I was just playing music until Ron got here.
We're here with you.
I see, but I didn't have, you know.
Too bad we don't have a video on him trying to get into his car to get the keys. That would be entertaining.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
You said his keys were locked in the car?
Yeah. Well, he got them out. That was last night.
Oh.
When I talked to him this evening when he asked me to schedule the show, he told me then he was on the road, so he will probably be a few minutes late. So.
But he might have did it again. You know, if accidents repeat.
Shoot, he better not. He better not.
He's probably running around somewhere in a parking lot right now looking for somebody with a clothes hanger.
Oh, my God.
Or get my fist window to go down or go tell what he's up to.
Yeah, that's true. Ron Reck, you can never tell.
Yeah.
Never, ever tell. So... Lord only knows, because Antoinette sure enough doesn't know. I don't know. I'm just his co-host, that's all.
who wants to run the show? Let George run the show. George he just came off
the show.
Yeah,
go ahead, George.
He's ready to run the show again. He's full up. He's ready to run.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Now I'm guest
you
hosting,
topics,
I guess.
George.
Right?
You know you had topics.
Well.
Yes.
Let me put this to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I brought this up on my show earlier. It has to do, let me go back into my folders here. Good thing I collect all my stories.
Yes, it
I'll take it from the New York Daily News.
Mm-hmm.
Now, get a load of this. Muslims approve of Obama, while Catholics, Protestants, and Mormons do not. Okay? Now, if I can get the story link to copy here, I'll run this into your chat room. Come on, fingers. Work
Thank
with me
you.
Now. There we go. I think I got it. Well,
hop
out the chat
you.
Room so I can get this a little better read. There we go.
Oh, man.
All right. Now get a load of this,
everybody. My keyboard.
Darn, these pop-up ads are a pain in my... Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Micah gave me a link, which I don't have that problem anymore. That or with the script. Micah gave me a link for that.
Yeah, but I use a browser that doesn't have the a lot of these things a lot of these pop up blockers can't work with.
Oh, okay.
That's okay though. That's okay.
Yeah.
I would like to run the show. I got some topics for you guys. How about I don't know if you guys talked about this already, but more than likely the escalating violence in the Middle East with the You know, everybody's tired of talking about the conflict between the Israelis and the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what do you guys think about that? I don't really watch CNN or Fox too much, so I don't know what's going on. Crickets.
When I see the Palestinians and the Israelis sitting down and having a good baby back rib barbecue, then I know things are changing. But until that happens, I don't think there's going to be any change in the Middle East, no matter who tries to negotiate any peace. Is that what you're talking about? Or with the situation in the Middle East?
Oh, well, I'm just asking, what do you think? Like, will it, is it the same old thing, or is it, like, is it going to escalate? I don't know, because, you know, from what I've heard.
Escalation is definitely going to take place.
Oh, yeah. But every time it escalates, the Israelis slap them down, then they sit down and they behave themselves and rewrap the turbans or whatever they wear.
Yeah, but this time, what about the conjoint effort of all the other stuff that's going on, you know? I heard Iraq is messed up, too.
Oh, yeah, we know Iraq's messed up.
Iraq is pretty much a puppet country as far as I'm concerned. There's not nothing there.
No,
it's pretty much controlled by the Americans, you know, and the influences from the Middle East. I mean, there's nothing in Iraq. Same with Afghanistan. You know, I see an article today, they call that Afghanistan Americistan. I mean, you know, so there's nothing there. You got Iran in Egypt, and then you've got what's going on.
So, I mean, my point is basically, it is what it is. Cause I know a lot of this stuff is, you know, propaganda at most. But I do think that we've been seeing like for the past 2.5 years, we've seen a calm, you know, somewhat, because I think that this situation is gonna. What I'm referring to is the gas prices, but at this point, I don't even think that gas prices have any. They could just raise the gas prices anytime they want, you know, basically, and then use these events for, the reason why. So
they did that after 9/11. The first thing you saw after 9/11 was gas prices go shoot through the roof. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but yeah, right after 9/11, bam, that's the first thing they did. You know, it's all a game. This is a game put upon us by this. It's hard to call it. I mean, back then I don't know if you'd call it that. I call it the New World Order, but back then I don't know what they would call it. But this is all something that was all designed. It's by design. Everything's by design. Okay?
Yes, it is.
But who's designing it? I mean, is it for the betterment of mankind, or is it like just? What do you think?
We can get really far out there when you start talking like that. I think you could pretty much say it's probably. I know. What the globalists would like to do is do population control. And that means kill you off. That's why you see stuff in the United States right now with the government and the healthcare system. And you've been hearing all this right-wing talk since 2008 about death panels. Well, that's coming true now. Even though people hated it and they talked bad about it, oh, y'all are a bunch of idiots. And you know what's happening? That's what's going on with Obamacare right now. When you get to be like 75, they deny you cancer care. You know, I mean, stuff like that. They're
really
trying to kill people off. Oh, yeah, that's a fact. That's in the news. I saw that in the news yesterday, uh-huh. Day before. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm on more of the optimistic side of things. I think there's a lot we can do. But it's going to take a lot of, like, cooperation and stuff like that. But, as far as just breaking free from those shackles of that left-right paradigm and, you know, using our common sense. Because it's not like, you know, we the people still don't have to stay within our government, because we can elect our officials and we can take them out of office. But at this point, you know, the officials, like everybody's screaming, the corporations, I don't, the corporations don't give a shit at this point. They're just, you know, my biggest concern is what's going to happen come this next election season. You know, I don't know if they're going to keep on propping things up with this stimulus package. You know,
well,
all that.
When you're talking about the United States, and I think what you're saying is pretty much how I agree. We are basically a one-party nation. They can call themselves Democrats and Republicans all they want. They're basically all in the same boat. They're all in the same boat. They're all, you know, you hear one say, I'm going to get you for this, I'm going to get you for that. But yet, they all kind of counterproductive. You know, they don't do nothing. Like John Boehner saying, I'm going to sue the president. You know, well, that's a dog and pony show. He has no intention of doing anything. He's putting on a show like, I'm trying to show y'all people I'm doing what you elected me to do. But in reality, he has no intention of doing anything. And that's what you're looking at.
That was a real thing, though. They were actually, I watched a couple videos on it. They were trying to do something because I don't remember what it was, but I was really surprised about suing Obama or something like that. I don't know about that, but
yeah. We have no representation. As far as me and you, the people that are basically, we'll call us what you want to, the lower class and middle class. They're trying to kill the middle class, by the way, if that ain't already happened. But that's what they're doing. So we have no representation. All they represent is their self. They represent the elite. So when you talk Democrat, to me, when you talk Democrat, Republican, you're talking the same thing. There is no difference in my book.
Yeah.
They're all the same. Okay, they're all the same.
We're the consumers.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all we are. We're the consumers.
There's hope, man. There's hope as far as, you know, just being well-informed. And, you know, I guess this is my practice run. I want to try to make a show about certain things and topics like solutions and stuff like that, and trying to get like-minded people to work together towards moving towards a better direction for us in general, you know, the people and the children and the women and stuff like that, man. But, you know, all the news is just the regular same old same basic stuff. That's why I like to look at alternative news. Like, I watch a lot of RT and stuff like that, too. But, you know, I've been hearing a lot of talk about, I think everything's connected, actually, you know. But I've been hearing a lot of talk about, like, natural disasters and stuff like that, UFO sightings. It's open talk, so I'm all over this stuff right now.
You can get real deep into this stuff. We can go biblical.
Yeah, that's what I'm into more of.
Golf Dogs, your audio's drifting.
We could go biblical. We could go tenfold hat hour. We can go either direction here, and maybe one in the same. I don't know. You can go either direction, but the fact is, what we're looking at is reality. Okay, I mean, so we got to deal with it in one way or another. I mean, we can call each other names, which a lot of people do. You know, they love to yell at you and scream at you for saying this or that. The fact is, a lot of these people that say one thing that you might not agree with might be the truth. And in effect, might not be. You know, you have to weigh everything the way I look at it. So, you know, like I said, we can get out there. I don't think Ron's show is a tinfoil hat show. I don't know. So, I'm not going to take it there. I'm going to leave it at that and just say that's
yes,
enough.
It is. Yeah. And I saw aluminum foil.
Oh, there you are. Okay, I see where somebody was trying to log in.
He was lurking.
Okay, good.
He was lurking.
No, I was trying to log in, but it won't let me.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll log out, and you can come in. Okay?
Okay. I'll be right back.
And Ron, I had just built
your
tinfoil hat.
Well, wait a minute. Ron, let me go out first.
Okay, well, get out of here. I'll be right behind you.
All right.
we found the false man. He's back.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Okay, now let me see how I can get out of here. Okay.
You're gonna have to.
Ron, you're still here, aren't you? So you can still talk.
Yeah, I'm still. Yeah, I'm still here.
Antoinette.
Okay.
What
yes.
What you need to do is you need to, at your end, exit out of the chat room, and then put the check mark in the co-host check mark box, and then come back in again.
I tried that. It didn't work.
Yeah, I got to call back
to
the host.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That means that you can't, Ron. Because if you do that...
I'm fine where I'm at. I got the board. I'm looking at it, so I'm fine.
Yeah, because if we do that, then it's going to hang you up.
No, it's okay. We could stay. We promise we won't touch anything. We'll be fine if you guys aren't here.
No, I'm doing this.
We won't touch anything.
There we go. There I am.
We'll look through any drawers, nothing. We won't do that.
Right. So you know about them pinkies in there, don't you? Whitey tighties and all that shit.
Okay,
so
Ron, now I have
you guys last night.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
I said, I'm sorry I missed you guys last night, but I got kind of stranded. I had
we heard.
Truck. Yeah, lucky me. And, of course, it rains. And the only time I lock my keys in my truck, it's raining. And I cut the latch of my wing window on the back of the quad cab truck, you know. And I had the one wasn't locked. I had to hacksaw to it and cut it off and I cut it down the middle.
Oh, man.
And it's a dealer part. It's a little wee piece of plastic. It ain't shit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
$70. That one little piece of plastic. $70 bill. I'm like, shit. Anyway, I ordered one. I won't get it till next week, but that's not it. I wired it shut. It's fine. A nice looking truck like that, you want to put wired, you know, coat hanger. But no, it's just a little temporary piece of baling wire. I put on there, so just keep it shut, keep water out of it. No big deal. Anyway, I'm good. I'm late tonight. I was in Branson. Sorry about that, guys. And it is the weekend. In Branson, the weekend in Branson is busy. So
and this is Ron's. This is Ron's week. His weekend. His show. I didn't even play your music because I was waiting for you to come in. So give me a minute, and
good.
I will.
Ron's music?
Yeah, he has a song for him on Fridays.
Friday nights.
Yeah. Did you pull it up, Ron? What's that? Oh, that's George. Is that George?
It ain't me.
That's Mike.
No?
That, of course it is. Of course it's Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, George.
You got the keyboard.
and that sounded pretty good, too.
How is it everybody confuses me for Mike? I cannot get... Mike, we don't look alike. We don't sound alike. But everybody confuses us.
Telling you, it's the two of us. It's a circus.
George, you sound like a white dude. I don't know what it is. I hate to stereotype you, but you sound like a white guy.
Okay.
And I sound like a redneck, right?
No.
Okay.
I made a visit to China tonight.
How's she
doing? Yeah, I went to China. I went to Walmart.
Oh, all right. Any Martians? Any more Martians?
I don't know. The place is kind of weird. It's one of them super centers, you know, like la-di-da, who gives a shit. Just a whole lot of shit, you know? And I was looking for pool parts for the swimming pool, okay? You know, rich people have swimming pools, you know, and all that good shit. Well, really, I didn't pay for this pool. It was given to me. My son's girlfriend's grandmother bought two big swimming pools for the kids. Well, they live on a mountain, and there is no flat land on the mountain, so it won't work, and Grandma knew this. So instead of taking it back, they kind of hopped it off over to me. Here, you got now, we have to grade the land. We have to grade like a 30-foot section of property just for this pool. It's like 24 foot by 5 feet deep. It's a big bastard. But that means I might have to maintain this thing all the time. Are you just filling the water and leaving it? I don't know. I'm not into swimming pools.
Okay,
but the wife wants it, so I'm giving it into the wife.
This is Friday night, and this is Ron's song.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh, sounded like the line went dead.
I'm here.
Oh, cool. Good recording.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm trying to jog this board around over there. Yeah. My fault. I'm bad. Two heavens when I'm late, everything goes wrong. You know, nothing nice. Anyway, yep, that's my song. Friday. Friday. So everybody have a fun week. After the 4th of July weekend?
Yeah, that one went by quick. I got a feeling the icicles are going to be growing faster than we think. The winter will be here soon.
You're the second person who said it to me today.
Yeah.
I said, shut your mouth.
I just got a bad feeling about this.
Last winter was a bastard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of people said to me, they said, man, this winter's been a bitch, you know? And I'm like, what are you complaining about? This is normal. Odd is what we've been having the past 4 or 5 years. There's no winters here in the Midwest.
I'm afraid to say anything about the temperatures. It hasn't been that hot out. I mean, we haven't had, like, psycho temperatures.
No, but I'm saying last winter was a long winter. Cold,
it was
cold,
a long
we had a lot of snow here.
Yep.
Yeah, but we ain't had that in a long time here, you know, where we're at. So you guys go up north, so you probably get pounded quite a bit. But we just did for like 5 years and nothing. I mean, the seasons were just changing like they should. And we had oddities, oddity weather.
springtime, it would all the trees start blooming. All of a sudden, wham, a five-day freeze. Kill every bloom on the trees. You know, so the summer didn't look so green. Now, this year, it's real green. I mean, everything is gorgeous out here. But that's all. We live in trees. We have nothing but trees around us. Everywhere you turn here is nothing but trees. You know? So, yeah, but the last 5 years, the weather has been odd. Extremely odd. Especially, I garden a lot, you know, so that's a real big challenge for me. Have a cover ship, take it off, cover, take it off. You know, every other day, it's crazy. And then we want to drop conditions, so, you know, that takes more work, too. And it actually got so hot summer before last that the buds were burning right up on the plants before they could produce anything. That's how hot it got. So I had to go to start using a plastic screening over top of tomato plants and stuff.
Yep.
To keep the sun from frying them. You know, it was a bitch. But, man, the cycle has changed quite a bit. You know, a lot of people, global warming and that bullshit, I don't buy that one either. You know, HARP, they're claiming HARP, that thing causing this weather, can change the weather. I don't buy that either. I just don't see it, you know. But hey, who knows? They can tell a lot of crazy shit, man. So, you know, who knows what people will do next.
No, they're right. They're doing a lot of... You know, something I thought of today, and I notice a lot more of it. I notice a difference in the kids, in the youth. I talk strictly from food service. I mean, since I'm in food service, when you went to grade school and stuff, how many times did you bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school, and the kids brought it to school? But now there are warnings with peanut warnings, and this one's got an allergy, and that one can't touch this, and if there are peanuts and that, and this one's gluten-free, and the other one is this, and what the hell is all this shit? And I'm seeing it with soldiers. I'm seeing it with kids. Even, you know, a couple times they had us feeding cadets. I'm talking 12, 13-year-olds, sea cadets, and you know, programs they have, like young Marines and stuff like this.
Right.
And this one's gluten-free. This one has a special diet, can't touch that. This one can't eat this. And I don't remember any of that shit when I was a kid.
Well, you got to remember now it's the GMOs. And the GMOs done...
any of this.
Well,
you know,
eating artificial food, somebody...
Wait a minute. Let me let
food.
This 111 in, because I believe it's Jay.
Okay.
111. Hello?
Hello, it's not Jay, not the Empress One. It's Jackie.
I'm sorry, Jackie. Hello, dear. Well, no, he has sent me a PM, so I didn't know, dear. I'm sorry. Do you want to stay
on,
or do you want me to put you back on mute?
You can put me on mute. I'll raise my hand if I have to say something.
Oh, Jackie.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear from you, but I'll put you back on mute.
Okay, so Jackie... I'll figure this out.
Good
evening. Okay, so who's
Ron, can you check the other 111?
Hello.
Yeah, okay. I just opened them up. Yeah, how's it going, 111?
All right.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
How you doing?
Right on, man.
All right. Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. You said GMOs. You hit it right on the head.
Yeah,
and I would say no, and I would say to the gentleman that's speaking, you know, back then at that time, you know, there wasn't none of that, but also it was more stricter. It was they didn't give a lot of leeway and options and things of that nature. So yeah, you're right. You got a different army than you have today than what you had before. That's what I wanted to say. But you took the words right out of the mouth. I just wanted to say that. GMOs, but...
Yeah, it's a higher rate of it. I'm seeing a lot more problems with that. And
yeah.
And I'm seeing warnings on restaurants now.
Gluten,
yep. Notify,
you know.
Please notify your waiter or as to any allergies. And I never had to deal with a high ratio of allergies and everything else.
But there are some schools
now... Well, since you're in the food service... Since you're in food service, Mike, you better get you a case of EpiPen to keep with you, in case one of them peanut eaters can't eat peanuts no more, gets all freaky on you.
No, I don't know.
You better chew up that EpiPen.
Yeah, but when you got to eat an RME in the middle of a battlefield, I'm pretty sure that there's no real particular choices. It's like either one or the other.
If you have a, it's up to you. I mean, they have vegetarian MREs, and they also have kosher MREs, which cost the government a good penny. But if you're allergic to something, it's up to you to. That's your decision. I mean, if I get them in the mess hall, I'll have people that'll say, you know, I can't eat this. I'm a vegan, or I'm, well, I've got salad
you know
over there,
the
and
problem?
I can give you some.
No. I'm sorry, Mike. The only problem with that is a person that has a peanut allergy, if anything has been touched with peanuts. Yeah.
Yeah, that's serious.
And I don't think you see it too much in adults. Now, I mean, you may, but I know it's really high with children.
Right.
You know, and as I said again, it's the GMOs.
Antoinette, can I ask you a question, Antoinette?
Yes, Billy? No.
No, this is Ron. This is Ron. Guff Dog. Yeah. Remember when we were kids? Do you remember? I mean, I was never a kid. I was a child. Do you remember a peanut allergy back in the day? Do you remember?
No.
I don't remember a peanut allergy ever.
No, that's the reason why I said that.
It didn't come around. This is something new. I mean,
this is
the result of the GMOs.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you have people that you know, we never heard of people having gluten problems.
Yeah,
right.
Also
right.
The pesticides that they spray, you know, to kill a lot of these you know, animals, insects that mess up, you know, whatever. You know, all that type of stuff.
Yes. And, you know, and my whole thing is if an insect won't eat it, then you know it's not worth eating. I tell you, if I buy a potato and I see a worm in the potato, I'm happy.
You remember when you were a kid, you had these honeysuckles and all these flowers bloom, and you had to be real careful for the bees because the bees, you know, the bees are sucking on these things, and I don't see bees no more. Bees are gone.
Oh, you know what? Oh, it all depends on what you plant. Plant some flowers that,
they're hiding from you.
Oh, boy, what's the word? That's
the
same word just right out of my mouth.
The pollen.
Yeah, but plant some that they draw that to them, but make sure that you don't spray any chemicals on them. You know,
right.
So you have to get out and physically pull the weeds. You know, you don't want any weed killer or anything like that. And you don't want any, plant food or anything. If you drink coffee, take your coffee grinds and put it around them.
That's like
steroids.
Monsanto,
they like
Roundup. Monsanto Roundup. If y'all ever use Roundup,
you don't want that.
That is some bad stuff. And people are spraying it into the ground, and that stuff is just killing things left and right. Oh, yeah, it does this, does that. They have commercials.
Monsanto has the, pardon me?
I mean, these commercials are still going on right now today.
Yeah.
I still see these commercials about Roundup.
Yeah.
One of the most dangerous things, the chemicals they put out, and they're still advertising it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Monsanto got the patent for marijuana. That's the reason why I never wanted marijuana legalized. I said decriminalize it, but don't legalize it to make it a medication. Because then you're going to have pharmaceuticals. Monsanto got the patent for it.
I always tell people, watch the movie, The Road to Monsanto. The Road to Monsanto or The World According to Monsanto, one or the other. Look that movie.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, really good movie.
Yeah. I don't even have to see it. I already know what it'll be about. You know, but the truth of the matter is, that's what we're dealing with right now,
but
these people. And the corporation, we all keep saying the word corporation.
But it's these major corp. You got to remember, we're little corp. They are a big corp. You know, they're just a big corp that just runs the little ones.
Yep.
The franchise.
And then also you have to see Death by China. Ron,
yes,
had
that was a good movie, wasn't
one
it?
Day.
I kicked that
yes.
one. Yes. Yes, and that got released and I headed out. I was pushing it. Death by China is a really good film.
Yes.
You'll really like it for a documentary. Yeah, yep, Netflix, you got it. It's there. So, well, it's like I said today when I went to China. You know, as a matter of fact, your greeter guy was a really nice guy, you know, older gentleman. And I was, you know, I was reaching around, I'm like, you know, I didn't have a coat, I had a t-shirt on and stuff. I'm like, he says, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. I said, I got my passport. So he goes, I don't understand. I said, well, ain't this China? And he kind of looked at me, cocked his head like a dog. He's, oh, shit. I got you. I got you now. I said, yeah, exactly. 90% of everything is made in China. I think the building
yeah.
is that's here, so. But, yeah.
Ron, I really think your hat is, you're evolving into a tinfoil hat show. I really see this coming.
Why would you say that?
Oh, see,
why,
look,
why
we have calmed down. We're not like how we used to be.
No, but I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I like
no.
that.
No.
Like,
yeah. I'm not going to be a tinfoil hat show. I'm going to be a hard helmet show. That's all I'm going to be. Hard helmet.
Hard helmet.
You know, see, if we didn't come on so late now, I would have Dr. Carly back on, but we come on too late for Dr. Carly.
Ron, they got him an industrial tinfoil hat. He's ready.
Damn right. Only problem I have to wear for a couple hours, your neck really gets hurt, you know, so damn heavy. Yeah, it may have an I-beam out of a bridge,
of a
road. Yeah. But no, man, the tinfoil hat thing, that's funny. But yeah, hey, that tinfoil shit soon becomes true. That's the sad part.
You know, remember they used to think GMOs and the chemtrails and everything was a conspiracy. Now, for the people that you can get to look up at the sky and look at the clouds and, you know, see it, then, well, sometimes they still want to deny it, too. You know, when you want to tell them what's in their food and what they're drinking, they don't want to hear it. They think something's wrong with you, and you're the worst person in the world for telling them.
By the way, if y'all can look out there and see the moon tonight, this is the biggest you'll ever see the moon in your lifetime.
Right.
The biggest night that you will ever see it. It might be gone. I looked at it earlier.
They say that like every year.
No, they called it the supermoon, or somebody called it the supermoon.
Oh,
and,
I thought we already had that.
It's really illuminated. When somebody said that.
That's
in a,
right.
In a,
that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I went and looked at it. It was big. So, yeah, so it was bright.
I can see all the trees and the mountains with it. You know what I mean?
but you see,
matter of fact, that's why I was left
a
little bit later,
moon?
I thought.
This,
because I had to stop. Once I got back to my driveway, I had to jump on a truck and howl. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And
how?
Feathered animals when I was home. Yeah, I barked at the moon. Full moon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, man.
Are you sure you're not, what is it, a werewolf? Are you a werewolf?
No, just, no. No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, you just howl at the moon.
Remember that movie,
no
Silver Bullet?
Good reason.
Remember that movie, Silver Bullet?
Honey, you know I'm the Silver wrong person Bullet. To ask.
I got a question. I had a question for Ron. I wanted to ask. How simple or what is the cost of building a used cooking oil thing that turns the oil into
biodiesel?
Here we go with the hit and run attacks again, folks.
Yeah, and I know who that
biodiesel.
One is.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to them. I like the trolls. I know how to control them well.
No, this
the
is one specific
thing.
Person, Ron.
Yeah, the guy that was just talking has been on the phone all along.
He's gone, Iggy.
Yeah, no, Jay is not a troll.
He tapped and ran.
Yeah.
Still on here.
Freaking coward. Only a coward does hit and run tactics like that.
Hey, what was he doing? I lost it. What did he mean by that?
The biodiesel? I thought he was talking about biodiesel.
Use a 1986 Mercedes. Use the engine of a 1986 Mercedes. Anything under 1986.
I prefer a 7.
I'll put Cronulla oil.
You could drive a diesel. You could drive a diesel car, Mercedes
no,
Benz.
I'm talking about
with the Cronulla oil.
Yeah, with the Cronulla oil.
Because that's what it was originally designed for. It was designed for the diesel.
Mm-hmm.
And they had decided to put it on the market instead. Probably because it was cheaper.
I don't think that's a good idea, though, to run your car with canola oil.
But that's what it was originally designed. I mean, look it up. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. But that's what canola was originally designed for.
How about this? Listen, I had a friend of mine that...
Hey, listen, a friend of mine owns a diesel vehicle, right? In fact, all his vehicles are diesel. Well, what he did was he would go to all of the places that, you know, with the spent oil.
Restaurants, fryer-later oil, everything. I had people that would ask me for my leftover fryer-later oil.
Yep.
And they process it. I don't know whether they cook it or what
they
do. They filter it?
What they do is they filter it, right?
Yeah, they filter it out.
Listen, my friend was driving a car like that, and I asked him, I said, listen, we've been driving all over the city, and you need some gas money? He's like, nah. And then he pulled out a vegetable.
Oh, I got
it. And he
put it
in the car.
Yeah, I got him.
Good.
I'm fast. Don't think fast, isn't that? I used to do shit on Perry's show. I'd pick them all. I mean, I'd pick them all quick. I'm not going to, you know, I'm real good at it, trust me. I don't know. I'm going to tell you how I got good, but I pick them off easy. First time, I don't waste money.
Yeah, so cornola oil, you can use that in a Mercedes Benz.
Well, I'm actually trying to figure out how much it would cost to just, you know, get the drums myself and, you know, get a pump and try to put something together. I was hoping Ron had, like, a prototype over there or something.
No, I never got into doing biodiesel, man. I never did that. I'm more into nitrogen.
Oh, that is a lie.
Shit like that, you know.
Nitrogen.
I like making water burn. I like making water burn. It's fun.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know how to turn wastewater into drinking water, Ron?
Yeah, you can do it. You can filter it, but why?
No, I'm just asking.
If you don't have no other choice.
No, that's what I'm saying, Joseph.
You
was in that scenario.
You can buy a tablet to throw it in the copper filter, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it with charcoal?
Because
I don't have some kind of water filter that does that.
Right.
Berkeley, I think, when they first, the guy first started it a couple of years ago.
Didn't Kevin Costner come with a machine to know how to clean water? Like, he was trying to get it into the Gulf when they had that oil spill.
Right. I just don't want to drink any left shitty water. I mean, we're already pretty much doing that, but
if they go on to Mars in the next couple of years, they're gonna have to find a way to be able to recycle some of the stuff they got, because I'm pretty sure they can't carry 2 months worth of groceries in a shuttle.
They're probably already on Mars.
Everything on my place is all self-sufficient. I have a well. I don't have a city connection.
Do you have 2 months worth of food stored there?
Here?
Yeah.
I probably do better than that.
Hey, man, you better chill.
and I can still just stay living off this property. I don't have to worry about shit, really. I could sustain on this for a long time.
So 2 to 3 months can fit in inside of a shuttle, then, you think, comfortably?
2 to 3 months, it wouldn't be shit to me.
Right.
Really. I'm telling you.
Well, when you live in a
condensed... Look, man, the first thing people understand about me is I didn't do this for the end-of-the-world bullshit reason. You know what
right,
I mean?
You just do
I
it
didn't,
just
I didn't,
normal.
None of this was done... do anything like that. It's just the way I live, man. It's the way I live, you know? I mean, I've lived in the city. I've been in the music business. I've been all over the fucking place. It, you know, man, I've seen a lot of wild shit, and I've lived in the city. but I'm just not a city dweller. Fuck it, man. I never did like it. It just seems like it's too much stress that I don't need. You know what I mean? I'm an artist. I'm trying to do work. I'm trying to put shit together. I'm not, you know, I need time to think. I'm a thinker, man, so I got to have that part to care. And, you know, but if things are in the South here, yeah, I don't go to the grocery store very often, dude, or nothing. None of that bullshit. Walmart, I just went there because of, you know, spontaneously we need some shit, you know. But I can modify it from America. I don't need to go there. I mean, we hit Walmart maybe every 2 months, 3 months. I care less. I don't need to go to Walmart every day. I know people that do it every day. And they're retarded. You know
what is it, like entertainment for them? What would you...
I guess it is entertainment. The thing about Walmart is I do get to entertain. Matter of fact, I ran into a preacher, somebody, and he was trying to teach me the gospel. I was teaching him politics. It was fun at Walmart. And that kind of held me up a while, so I was late to kind of blame him on him. But let me get in touch with him. See if he wants to come on the radio with me.
Have y'all noticed how the government really, really hates on preppers? You know, you hear all kind of bad press about a prepper. A prepper is bad guy. You know, a prepper is somebody that actually got a little more sense than you got. You know, I mean, he is looking out for what's to come. So, you know, you can't, I mean, I get pissed off when I see this. You know, and the United States government, they love to come down on preppers.
Yep.
You know, people that are supply our bill. You know, even with a garden. Hell, look what you see. Did you read the news? Look what's going on in the country. I've seen little old ladies with a garden, you know, in various states, not even near me, you know, just got shut down. You can't do that here. You know, I mean, they do not like you making stuff. They don't like you canning stuff. They don't like you being prepared. Why is that, I wonder? Has anybody ever thought about why do they not want you to be prepared? I mean, come on, guys.
Because
well,
they want you dependent on them.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. The corporation. That's the problem. The corporation wants to control you. And if you want to stop you to be able to do anything, you, in other words, make it where you cannot live without them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They want you to depend on them. You're dependent.
Right, right. So, I mean, treating myself, fuck them. I don't care what they think. And I tell them that. I just don't care. Because it's a simple, plain fact. People, one, are getting too lazy. They're not doing what they should be doing, period. Preppers are idiots and fools. That's sad. I hate people. So, I'm a prepper. Well, you're fucking retarded. Because first off, you shouldn't have told me that. And like, what do you mean, Ron? What are you talking about? Well, goddamn, you just told me you got all the spies, motherfucker. You're the first one I'm going to hit. You're going to be the first one I'm going to take out. Because you got the shit, I'm coming to rock you. Just like this country does. It takes shit. Get it? Shit, I'm getting played now. Yeah, you got it. I know it. You told me. I mean, you told me. Don't tell people what you got, what you're doing. You know what I mean? You have very select few people, you know.
The people that are not preppers will be looking for you, the prepper. They will be wanting what you... They will
be
after what...
Exactly.
Because they're not ready.
Exactly.
They're not prepared.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Real simple.
I live in the woods, Mark Twain National Forest area, okay? And I don't have a neighbor on top of me. You know what I mean? I have no neighbors actually on top of me here. You know, people spread through here. You know, but this is one of the kind of areas, of course, kind of so desolate. You just don't dare walk up to a house out here because you know that fucker's armed. You know he is. You know what I mean? In the house you walk up here, I guarantee you, there's a gun in that house. And if that's they don't already see you coming up the driveway. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things, and you learn to respect each other that way.
Because
you know,
put some
electric. I talked to him on the phone first. You know,
electric barbed wire around your house.
Yeah, we got barbed wire all over the place. That's just part of keeping cattle and shit.
Right.
That's what I got to keep my cattle. Matter of fact, I just got a donkey tonight. I didn't buy him. He gave him to me. This guy rents me at Walmart of all places. He's one of my neighbors, and he's got a donkey he can't really take care of anymore, and he's not that old a guy, so I said, I'll take him.
But what do you do? He just hangs out?
Well, it's good camouflage, because they're going to think you're a Democrat now. That's a good move, though. You keep that thing on your front lawn, they'll leave you alone. See, if you have an elephant, now they're going to come after you.
I know
that's the logos, the logos. The logos, right? The logos.
Why I'm really happy to get the donkey is because I'm going to put some coffee bean bags off over his back,
Juan Valdez.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, 100% Colombian grown.
Oh, wow.
I picked the beans myself. Very nice. I bring them to America.
But that's the, yeah, no, that's, you know, he can't get friendly for whatever reason. I don't know. But, yeah, I'll take you, man. Donkeys are cool. They're mean, some of them. They'll kill you. But they're neat. But I'm into mules, man. Mules are my thing. I got two.
Just so everybody knows, dude, never pee on an electric fence. I've done that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever. Never pee on an electric fence.
Life lesson.
I watched a friend of mine get electrocuted by one time stealing gas off a farm. That was funnier than hell. He stepped right between those two wires, man, and he was still going forward and twisted up his ankle, hung on to him. He was wrapped up in his son of a bitch. He's holding on a 5-gallon gas full of gas and screaming bloody murder. The lights came on. I was gone. He's on his own. You're dead, man.
So, I was at my uncle's house in Tennessee, and you know, it was kind of one of the big parties. Everybody running around. Everybody, you know, you want to pee, you can walk around the corner of the house and pee outside.
Right.
I peed on the damn electric fence, and oh my god.
Oh man.
Yeah. It'll change your whole outlook.
Yeah. Everything changes right then at that point. You know, you like.
I've never pissed on one, but I bumped them before. You know, put my hand on. Oh yeah, get you. It shakes your nerves up. I guarantee it.
And the only reason he had the electric fence around his house. He was a cattle farmer. He didn't want the cattle coming into his yard adjacent to his house. So he had this little electric fence that ran around his house. I went out there, peed on the fence, thought I was gonna die.
Shit.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. But no, I just, these guys, these meals, it's kind of the wife's thing, grandpa's thing, my thing. They're actually, my meals are, they're from a half-singer horse.
Yeah.
So they're not black, they're brown, like a tan color. And they got blonde manes. Tails are blonde.
Excuse me, Ron. Gunslinger. I'm sorry, Gunslinger. I didn't see your hand up originally. But you're open now.
Okay.
Oh, you just pulled it up? Okay.
I was just going to add to the pissing on the electric fence, okay? I'm a master electrician, too, so, you know, I've been down that road. I had a big garden. I had a big garden one time. Been quite a number of years ago now. But the little critters kept getting into my garden and, you know, eating the stuff, you know, the skunks and the rabbits and all that shit. Well, I got a hair up my ass one day, and I said, I'm going to put me an electric fence around that baby, okay? And this is like 300 feet of wire, okay? About 6 inches, maybe 7 inches off the ground, okay? Well, I didn't use a fence charger. Now, Ron, you know what I'll be talking about. I used a neon transformer. That son of a bitch, I had that thing charged with 15,000 volts. Some bitch got me one time, and I guarantee you, I jumped 10 feet. And I burned down 3 skunks and about 4 rabbits. Do the tail for me. Because they wouldn't hop over it. They would try to go under it. When they went under it, it'd catch them right in the back of the neck, burn them all the way to the tail.
Wow, was the skunk smelling?
No, it didn't even, it hit them so fast. It didn't even have time to spray.
Well, Gunslinger, you had barbecue every morning. You wake up, you had barbecue out there.
Rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Barbecued rabbit.
Yeah, the hell with roadkill. You had special. That was...
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. A neon, you know, from these...
RCA tube television, black and white ones. Remember them?
Yep.
The old black and white. Huh. You ever remember the power transformer siren things?
Yeah, with all the warnings.
Looked like a power plant sitting there, right? Oh, yeah, they're real
cool. Yeah.
Well, I had a problem with mice in my shop, all right? And I was getting tired of it. I tried everything. You know, I didn't want to do the poison thing, fuck that, but mouse traps, all kinds of shit. And I perfected one out of one of those transformers, a mouse trap. Beautiful thing. I sit there all day and took sheet metal, bent it like a tray, but it was flat, but it had to bend up, and I put coils in it, ran the wires like an electric heater. You know, but opposite. You know, transformer, electric heater, different things. Anyway, what it was, on the bottom of that tray, you could slide in peanut butter, okay, and another piece of metal. All right, this metal slide around like a door, you know, drawer going underneath it, and they're attracted to that, right? Well, we're sitting out there in the shop, we're drinking beer, cup buddies, mice, it's cold out, mice are right there running around and stuff. Anyway, we're sitting there watching this thing. They're like, no, this ain't going to work, Ron. It ain't going to happen. So anyway, I said it'll work. Trust me. They're going to catch that shit. They're going to get on it and watch what happens, man. Wait and see, you know. They're like, no, it ain't going to work. So anyway, finally, a mouse decided to show up to take the trip on it. Anyway, the mouse ran up on top of the grill, made connect, and it looked like a flash bulb. Boof.
Gone. Oh, shit.
Vanished. Well, you know, like I'm running through that transformer. You're talking 7,500. You know, that's a lot of amp. That's a hot son of a bitch.
Well,
you just got to make
Ron,
that connection.
Ron, you ever did this? You take a flyback transformer out of the old TV sets, and you rewind
mm-hmm.
the primary, and you get
mm-hmm.
a couple of switching transistors put in line,
mm-hmm.
doorbell
mm-hmm.
transformer.
Shit, right.
Talk about that thing will burn ozone in the air.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about 200,000 volts output on that thing. I mean, that thing will knock your ass all the way across the room, let me tell you.
Well, it's like, you know, people say, well, AC will kick your ass faster. No, it won't. DC will. DC will kick you a lot quicker. Direct current is very, you know, straight off the top, you know, if you're hit right. Yeah, electricity's fun. I like playing with it. It's amazing. You know, width and distance. Matter of fact, I bought an air compressor one time at a yard sale for $20. Sears, you know, air compressor. And I said, what's wrong with it? Well, the motor's kind of weak. You just don't want to pump very long. Don't, you know, pressure up, you know, because I don't know what's wrong with it. So I brought it home, plugged in, ran fine, and no problem with it, okay? So next day, you still haven't charged, so I stopped again. And I asked him, I said, what was you running the air compressor on? I didn't have a bit of problems out of it. He goes, well, I used to just plug in this 100-foot extension cord, you know, to the garage, out to the carport. And I seen the extension cord he's using. Light gauge, 100-foot, ain't going to be able to pull up after it, you know. So it just wouldn't get in a van. So I said, would you like the air compressor back, you know? He goes, well, it runs. I said, yeah, it'll run, but you can't use that type of extension cord with that. He goes, really? I said, really. So anyway, I brought it back and, you know, get my $20 back. And he had air compressor, so I was that nice to him about it. But yeah, that's a lot to understand the difference, the distance of a power line, how much power you're pushing through it, how much you're going to need. So you need a bigger pipe, get a bigger load. Electricity. And the other thing about it is, you know, it's really a free thing. You can get it for free. I mean, everybody pays these bills. I don't understand that. Why do you all pay for electrical charges? Did I lose everybody?
Hey, so what do you think about that polar vortex that they say that's coming next week?
Polar vortex? What's that?
The so-called, they were showing the globe on how we got this cold wind, this, you know, like this stream that's actually like coming down from the North Pole down to...
That's not going to happen until Obama's done with the thing with the unaccompanied children from the border. Once that's finished, then they're going to give us the... You got to put everything in sequence.
Yeah.
Polar vortex is not going to happen until the alien thing's done. Everything has to be in order.
The polar vortex is going to be your leftist thing. That's where they're going to say, oh, look, global warming. Global,
see?
Here it is. We got proof right here. Global
that's
warming.
That's going to be the next thing.
Yeah.
It never ends.
Can I ask a question? How did Al Gore win that Nobel Prize? How?
Well, that's a big one. And Obama did it, too.
He's not even a meteorologist. You know, that's lowball. He's not even a meteorologist.
Not to mention, does he not live in what he talks? I mean, all he does is fly around in jets all over the country, you know, living like a king, and he talks about global warming. My God, if you're worried about global warming, why are you riding around in a jet? You know, the guy, he's a hypocrite. They're all hypocrites. Everybody in, they're all hypocrites. They're liars. Period.
Yeah.
liars.
Yep. Yeah, but they're well-paid hypocrites. There's a difference.
Well-paid. Oh, you're right. Well-paid hypocrites. They got money. They're billionaires. Billionaires, you know. All of them are. It's a game they play.
You know what? Yeah. I figured I got the answer for everybody. I'm going to listen. Everybody on this show tonight, I got the answer. Here's the deal. If you want to fix it, run for it. Just run for an office sometime and be a criminal, and you'll be a little happier. You just look much more happier than ever that you break the law.
I think the fix would be if we all just ran to Mexico.
You can't look them drunk. Oh, we'll run it there. They run out here.
We just all run to Mexico, go over there, secure the borders. Cause Mexico won't allow nobody over there. So if we go over there legally, you know, but if nobody else can come back, you know. So I think we'll be safe over there.
Yeah.
Because over they're letting them left and right. Hey, I'm not. You think that's funny? I say that.
Wait a minute,
I say that kind of funny because my dad lives in Mexico. My dad, he lives in here in Texas and in Mexico and in Florida. He's got houses all over the place. But he lives in Mexico. It's his primary residence. He loves it there better than anywhere else. He lives over on the West Coast, over the Pacific Ocean side, you know.
Yeah.
He lives over there, Puerto Vallarta, you know, over there and all that. He loves it over there. I said, Dad, what about the security? What about, you know, the crime? He goes, there ain't no crime over here. He goes, we may have one murder a year. He goes, that's all we got over here. He goes, now you go over to the Texas border on that side. He goes, oh, they're killing each other left and right. He goes, but there ain't no killing over here. You know?
Yeah.
No drug running over there.
No drug running. Nobody wants to go that way.
Yeah,
they're all coming this way.
Yeah, but it's weird on that coast. I mean, when I went down to Club Med once, down in Huatulco, down near Oaxaca, down on the bottom by Guatemala, and we went to the beach, and we're walking the beach, and it's beautiful. And all of a sudden, there's a shack, and there's a Mexican soldier, sailor, I don't know their ranking or branch, but one guy by himself with a G3, you know, with a rifle, and he's standing there holding the rifle, looking out at the ocean, and I walked up. He didn't speak English, obviously, and I walked up, and I looked at him, and he saw me, and then I turned. I made it evident. I kind of exaggerated my motion, and I looked at the ocean. I put my hand up over my eyebrows, and I looked out, and then I looked back at him, and then I looked back out there, like, what are you doing, dude? You're going to take on the Normandy invasion by yourself? What are you doing here? Somebody told me, no, those are watchers the government puts there to make sure that they don't have drugs run up the coast. So they put one guy there.
Yeah.
It's a different planet. That country's it's a different way of doing things. Police with a shotgun guarding an ATM machine? Do people walk them up and walk away with them that often, or what?
You cannot walk into the Mexican. You cannot walk from the United States into Mexico without getting arrested. Unless you have a passport, you got a damn good reason. Because we got a soldier right now being held over there.
Yeah.
Okay. That made a wrong turn according to him. I have questions for this story, but still, you know, he made a wrong turn according to him. You know, but we can't get him back. Okay, he's in a prison now, and last week he came before a judge and said, back to jail, you know, put him back in jail. And because Obama's not going to say nothing about it because there's evidently no gain for Obama.
Well,
you know, there's nothing there for him, so he don't care. He doesn't even, you know, he's not paying attention to it, you know. But for me or you to do that, same thing. You know, you'd get arrested. But if you go there, like many, I mean, one of the biggest guys I cannot stand, Jesse Ventura, you know, Mr. Ex-governor, he lives in Mexico. You know, a lot of people don't know that. You know, he's over here right now. Yeah, he just started a lawsuit in the United States with Christopher Kyle's wife and family. You know, but he doesn't live in this country. He lives in Mexico.
Oh, sure.
That's his primary residence. Go ahead.
I don't know. That's a strange place. To me, it's beautiful, but different way of life. Not another country. Where can you explain? Where can you say? You know?
They're down there for a reason.
Yeah, it's But that
there's
resort was something else. I was in the, we were in the cocktail lounge, and a couple of the counselors, whatever, staff at the Club Med, one of them was really blasted and came up to me and said, dude, like, if you want to score some good weed and shit, you're like, this is how you do it, man. When you leave Club Med, you drive out this, like, a bridge. This jungle down there, dude, we're down near Guatemala. I mean, at that point, I'm like, it's jungle. And he said, there's a bridge. You know, what you do is, you go over the bridge and you pull over and you stand outside next to your car. And then these guys come out of the jungle with machetes. And you follow them into the jungle, and they bring you to the bushes, and you pick out what you want, and they cut it off for you fresh and shit, you know? So you stand,
yeah,
and you wait for guys to come out of the jungle with machetes. No, that's okay. I don't smoke anyway, but no, it doesn't sound appealing to me. I passed on it. It's like, you out of your mind. Yeah, stand right here, wait for the guys with the machetes. Yeah, okay. Let me know how that works out for you.
yeah, like, I want to stand here and wait for them guys, right?
Yeah, okay.
But you know, we, of course, the fact is all them nuts are now coming into this country. So our problem now is all them nut jobs are coming into this country, and Obama is welcoming them.
Yeah.
Bring them on in.
Dude, you want some good stuff? Stand by the Lincoln Monument, and these guys come out with machetes. And I know you guys. You look familiar. Is that the kangaroo I hear?
The what? Who?
Is that the kangaroo I hear?
Kangaroo Jack?
No. Ron's got a tank that he smokes.
I'm hitting it.
Yep.
From the bong.
I'm on the vapor stick, man. It kicks ass. I feel better. I really feel chemical out now.
Oh, yeah.
The new cancer, vaporized. Yes, ma'am.
Ron, you have
a call
on the line, 814.
I don't
care.
Area
code 814. Well, they had the hand up.
Well, that's the way.
Okay. Hello, 814.
I tell you, sometimes you guys make me wonder.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. Billy.
Yeah, there you go. I'm on this new schedule. I usually have to get up like around 2 or 3. So it's like good morning for me now. I'm up for the day.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, did you guys at all? It's weird. It was a very weird day. I was, wow. I don't know how many of you guys follow the stock market and things like that. But it did not move today. Also, you know, like precious metals didn't move, and oil, all right, thanks to the Kurds over in Iraq, dropped $2 a barrel.
It's funny nobody told New York.
Yeah, I know, right?
I paid $4.05 a gallon today to fill up.
It's $100 a barrel, but yeah, I've seen that happen before, and what it is. Decision. Nobody knows what to do. If they want to buy, if they want to sell, you know, how much. So the market literally didn't move, but a few points. Same thing with gold, silver didn't move, but a few cents. And,
so it just idled all day.
Yeah, but what happened over in basically what's going on in Europe with the banks, Portugal bank over there. Mm-hmm. Defaulted
right.
on some of their bonds.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not good. Bonds are supposed to be safe. So they defaulted on some bond payments. That kind of freaked people out, I guess.
Well, a little disruption in the system.
And then you got roads melting, literally melting in Yellowstone.
the blacktop road is turning this.
Ron, are you watching
the chat?
Are you
going to hit our phone? No, I'm...
What's that?
In the studio again.
Ron?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you watching the chat?
I'm just getting into it now.
Well, what's going on?
Oh, I wanted him to notice something.
Oh. Well, let's see. He's in person. He did a stupid-ass impression of me. He impersonated Iggy Mom. He impersonated XR. What next?
He's bored. He's lonely.
Yeah, don't get excited, but don't you know, because that's they want a reaction out of you. Trying to get you to go. We've chained him down before. Why just not pay attention to him? Don't let him on anymore. And, you know, let him talk
bullshit.
Yeah, don't
pay
attention to it. Yeah, you got to be smarter than him. That's all there is to it. You know, I let him play. I mean, there's sometimes I'll sit on him, get a little chat room. I'll shut down. You know, there's a lot of hosts that do that. Don't have chat rooms. You know.
Yeah.
But I like to, you know, I interact with everybody. That gets in that, you know, some people don't necessarily call and talk, but they'd rather chat, and well, that's fine too. Give them both options, you know. So.
Well, some people like the interaction in the chat room because they don't like to call in, or they don't want to call in for whatever their reasons are.
Right.
So they kind of like that interaction. I think if you knock the chat room out,
it hurts the show.
This
is part of society. These are parts of the society that's produced. You see what I mean? So, you know, they have fun with it. I mean, hey, if they're enjoying it, go ahead and knock yourself out. But not on my cost. You know, I'm not going to pay for your bullshit.
I ain't going to talk with it too much longer. That's goddamn sure. I'm getting tired of it.
Don't want to bother
you. Don't let it get to you. Yeah,
don't let it get to you, man.
That's what they want. That's exactly what they want you to do. They want you to get upset. Should they feel like me?
I won't get upset.
Fuck them.
But I will do something that he will long remember. I've got enough friends in high places where I can do a lot of damage.
It's not even worth bothering. Because
he wins
when you're even talking about him. He wins.
Just,
you're giving him the attention he wants.
Just be cool. Don't even worry about him. I'm telling you, ain't worth it.
To be honest with you, George. When I come to Ron's show, I hardly pay attention to chat anymore because you know, unless they're in the voice. I don't pay much attention.
It's kind of hard to not pay attention to chat when you've got friends in the chat room that aren't on the phones talk.
I glance up there, and if I see somebody like Iggy or you know Billy say something, or you know, or you or other people, then I'll get it grab my attention. But otherwise, when I see it just scroll by with people I don't know, I don't pay attention because usually they're just full of crap. So. And not all of the way. And they can call you out. Let them call you out if they call you out. But, you know, usually they're just bullshit.
It's got to be boredom. Don't you think? It's got to be boredom. It has to be.
Yeah.
Because all we're really doing here
is immature mentality is what it is.
They're in their mama's basement. They're sleeping in the mama's basement. They don't have a job. You know, they don't have a life, and they do that kind of crap.
They done played World of Warcraft so much they can't handle it no more. You know?
Yeah, I can see people calling in and, you know, disagreeing, because all your, like your show tonight is just open mic, so people are calling in from maybe all over the country. You can call in from all over the country, all over the world. Someone can call from Australia if they want, through Skype. And discussing, you know, hey, you know, what's going on in your world? Like where Mike and George lives, which isn't too far from me. The way that they have to live is completely different than how I have to live.
Right.
You know. You know when it comes
Excuse me. I'm really sorry, Billy.
Anytime.
Ron, are you going overtime?
Ma'am.
You shutting down? Okay. Then, folks, you have 8 minutes to call in. The number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813.
Chat room. Pumpkins,
yes,
chat room.
Yeah, I see it. Oh, shoot.
I was pumped to actually call in. Me and her had a, I wouldn't say a disagreement, but a little bit of one. But I did hear her call in a couple of times. And she seems to be really cool. Like, smart. And, you know, has less brain damage than your average bear.
Yeah, she doesn't call in all the time. I don't know why. I'm
trying to remember what she was yelling at me about. I think she called me a dummy or something. But it was cool, you know. We had a bit of a conversation in the chat room. But I did hear her call in. You know, she sounds like she's got a good head on her shoulders. Call in, pumpkin. Looking for a new girlfriend.
Oh, my.
Oh my God.
Guys, it's 2:30. I got to get up. We got a lot of guys. We got a lot of work tomorrow. So I'm gonna call it a night, and I'll talk
all
to you.
Right.
Are you gonna be on tomorrow?
Yeah, should be.
All right, we'll give you a buzz tomorrow.
I'll lock my keys in my truck again and start fucking
yeah,
raining.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming, George. We truly enjoyed.
No, it's
your...
Mike.
George.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm
it's
sorry,
right.
George.
It's so hard for people to get our names right here. My God. You can't tell the sound of my voice as compared
yeah.
to Mike's.
See, George, when you do the impressions, I know it's you.
Oh, well, excuse me.
There
yeah,
we go.
See? Then I know it's you. When you start off that way, I know it's you.
Well, I can't keep doing it all night. I mean, my voice, my throat gets sore after a while.
You're leaving too, George?
No,
I ain't leaving.
No, Mike.
No,
leaving.
Just me. I'm the one. I gotta call it a night.
Well,
right, guys,
we'll
I'll talk to you
to
later.
Get off the phone.
Have a good night,
sleep, brother.
Okay, have a good night,
bye.
Mike.
Right,
thank
bye-bye.
You,
Mike.
See you later.
Good riddance. Good riddance.
All these white guys.
Hey,
he's
a nice guy.
Oh, why? Oh, come on, George. You can't tell when I'm messing
cool,
around
man.
By now. I like Mike.
Mike is a nice guy.
Yeah, you know, he comes into Pennsylvania. I think he goes into the Poconos, though. That's pretty far from me.
Yeah.
To get his cigarettes.
That's
yeah.
a ways up. He shouldn't go that far to get his cigarettes up to the Poconos.
I think when it costs $9 a pack, or I don't know. How much are cigarettes there, George?
Y'all's almost $10 a pack up in New York.
95 for a carton, something like that.
Whoa. Here, no, you better try for over $100 a carton up here.
Yeah, see, that's
wow.
the reason why we have people
shit.
That come to Delaware from y'all state. They come to Delaware and they buy and buy the cartons. Because in Delaware, it's a limit of 10 cartons per person. So you see people from different, you know, different license plates from different states going from store to store buying cigarettes.
So I don't know why that would be, why that's even considered illegal in some places. Like, if I want to be an entrepreneur and I want to drive to Delaware and make that drive and buy a few hundred packs of, or a few hundred cartons of cigarettes, and then go into New York and set up, like a little
taxes.
Lemon
taxes.
So I'll pay taxes on it. At the end of the
no,
day.
But you got to remember Delaware taxes. Even Delaware, you have sales tax for cigarettes. But it's included in the package of cigarettes.
Right,
but
so you're
it's cheaper than what it is in New York and in Pennsylvania. I guess I don't know.
I'm just wondering why it's so illegal. I mean, why couldn't I drive to Delaware, buy a shitload of cigarettes? Then drive to New York and set up basically a little like lemonade stand in the park, and people can come and buy cigarettes from me. And at the end of the day, I can say this is what I made. Do I have to pay you anything? Do I owe you any money? I don't see why that stuff's illegal. It's like you heard about like the kids with the lemonade stands. They shut them down.
Yeah.
They're making some money and
yeah.
they can't get
and it's not
they can't get
yeah.
a, can't get their freaking vape
cut off.
You,
yeah.
Hey,
off of children.
It's pretty bad when it's pretty bad when you're forcing your 8-year-olds to pay a vig.
It is.
It is. I mean that's greed, just plain up and simple, man. That's like evil greed, like the Grinch
mm-hmm.
greed. But that's the world we live in.
Yeah, it is. That's it.
Yeah, they don't make it easy for people to, you know, try to make it too much. Yeah?
Jackie has her hand up. I guess she's ready to talk now.
Indian reservation or $20 cart, no limit. There we go. Ain't no tax,
okay.
I don't think, either.
Hello, Jackie. Okay, the Indian, when I went home to see my mother before she passed, those cheap cigarettes they were smoking, they were selling for $5 a pack. And you think in the Newport up there, even the cheap cigarettes like Basics was $8 and something change. The Newport was like $10 and change in some places.
Oh, in New York.
The cheap cigarettes they were smoking cost, they were paying $5 from the bootleggers. But my cousin's girlfriend was going straight to the Indian reservation and buying those ones that they were buying for $5 a carton, $18 and change. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, see, that's a way that I could actually make money. Or George can make money because he has the machine to do it. Go out, buy some good tobacco, you know, like, the regular and the menthol, and you're taking your labor to inject the tubes, and then you can sell your own, cigarette pack and sell cigarettes. People can come in and, you're going to the store, and why? Why? Why do I need a license to smoke? As long as you're over 21, just tell them.
Over 18.
It's the ATF. You got to take this license.
Yeah.
Alcohol, ABC. Tobacco, firearms.
Yeah, ABC.
Right, but if I could sell you a
ABC,
pack of cigarettes,
watch just that.
For $2, why? That's the point I'm trying to make is that's how greedy. Okay, it is. The stuffing, against the people, is just pure greed. I mean, it is against the people because, if I want to sit down and deck a bunch of cigarettes, sell them, and make some cash, I don't understand why I got to, be licensed at the wazoo and you got to check me to make sure I'm not an alien from freaking Mars or something and make it nearly impossible to do it. It's just pure greed. That's human nature. That's why we always end up in the same place. That's my opinion. You can disagree. Anybody can call in and tell me how wrong I am.
Yep. Well, folks, we're in overtime. And I'm sorry I didn't put the link in for y'all, but...
Where I'd probably get rid of the chat room. We're going to end it, period, and we hope for chatting.
Oh, thank you, Iggy. I was trying to wait until... Thank you. Lord, what was I going to say?
Yes, that happened to me also.
Pardon me?
I hear an echo on the phone. Okay. Yeah.
I think he's talking to someone.
Do you know somebody
did
you find at Walmart tonight?
What did you find at Walmart?
I didn't find
Smokey Signal. Get him.
I was trying to check in it. Oh, I'm sorry. 111. We're not answering 111s. So maybe I'm not sorry. It all depends on who you are.
Oh, that might be a good call, answering that. You never know.
Yeah, probably not. Most of the time when they're blocked, they're trolls.
You really
or
not going to answer it? You really not going to answer it? You're going to hang up and everything? Oh.
Wait a minute, who is that? Hi, honey, what's wrong? I got to hang up. All right, y'all, I got to go.
Fine. Okay.
Good night, everybody.
I went away. Where did she go? Why is she leaving?
Okay? I don't know. I have no clue. I still got her on the line.
Yeah, someone just came over and said, you got to hang up. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. She's still on what? Nope, she's gone. Oh, shit. Great, Antoinette. Lovely. All right. That's nice. Huh.
Hey.
Good question.
How about them thinking?
Well, I hope she's all right. I mean, hopefully nothing wrong. But, you know, things happen, you know, sometimes.
Yeah,
we don't want
a
to
lot. Don't want
so
to happen
she'll
to
probably call, she'll call me back. She'll call me on my phone, and I'll patch her through this. I'll get her back on. Yeah, I have to call her. But either way, however, we can do it. I'll just wait for her to call me back. I'll find
so
her.
What happened with the Yankees? Someone said what happened with the Yankees. I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm still mad at myself from last night, but I'm going to cut my truck open like a shake cracker. That's bullshit.
You had
and
to do what?
They look for a piece of plastic, man. My God. This piece of plastic is no bigger than a pit lighter. And it's $70. This piece of plastic. Little handle that goes on that wing window and the quad cab door.
Couldn't find it at a junkyard?
No.
I always check junkyards if I need a part for something like that anyway.
Well, the problem is I don't have time. That's the... you know, in the junkyards around here, you got to pull your own parts, which is cool. It's fun. I like going to junkyards. You know, I mean, if I got a day and got nothing to do, I'll go hang out at a junkyard. We'll find different shit. It's kind of fun.
So when's this polar vortex coming? Because I was out today, like I had to be in the sun, and I didn't wear a hat. I don't think it would have mattered. And it was supposed to be a very nice day, but that sun, let me tell you, man, it was frying my freaking head.
Oh, yeah, it was hot today here.
Where
are you located?
Really hot.
Central Pennsylvania.
Okay. Like near Penn State
South
College.
Missouri. All right.
Yeah.
I'm by Branson, Missouri. The town of Branson.
But I really noticed it. I don't remember noticing it, you know, when I was younger, the sun being that hot. Something changed? I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I keep blaming myself on that too, man. Today, it was so hot and humid, man, from all the moisture reactions. It just rained the night before. I'm by lakes, man. There's, you know, Cape Rock Lake, Bull Shoals Lake, you know, White River, all this crazy shit. And, you know, we see a lot of moisture around here, you know what I mean? But, I mean, not as far as the rain. I'm seeing humidity. But today, man, since I walked outside, like I took a shower. You know, I was almost wringing wet and sweat instantly. Jesus, man.
You know, it's funny because I said this out loud. Sometimes I think people think I'm absolutely serious, and they think I'm crazy. But I said out loud, I said, I would like you to spray today. If you're because, you know, there's the chemtrails everybody talks about. I was
just like,
where are you at when I need you? Start spraying, man, like right over my head, please. You know?
Yeah.
Make some clouds or something. And people look at me and they're like, what are you talking about? Now that they even knew what I was talking about. Spraying what? No one asked me a question. They just all, like, looked at me.
Right.
I looked at them, and I smiled. I shrugged my shoulders. I'm back to what I wanted to say.
Oh, jeez.
I guess I got too dry of a sense of humor. I don't know.
Well, hey, everything's a sense of humor to me. I laugh at everything anymore. I gave up on getting worried about shit. You know what I mean? I don't let things get to me. Why? It's a waste. I've learned that it's the biggest waste of time. I mean, if it's something that's really concerning, yeah, I'll get right into it and work on it. But I've came to the point now where I've seen so much bullshit, and you just don't want to look at it no more. You know what I mean? This political
system, it's the same bullshit, just in a different form.
Right, and they're all lies when it comes down to it. You know, it's a bunch of lies. I mean, it's a weird cycle. This is the only life I have. And I'm living it now and doing whatever. I mean, this is what I got, So I've had to deal with it, you know what I mean? Some people have less fortune, some people have much better. It's just, you know, I don't put myself in a category. I'm alive, I'm breathing, here we go. That's it. Doesn't matter how I live, what I do. You know what I mean? As long as I don't do nothing wrong to harm another person, that's perfect. That's what I like to be. I don't care what people do, you know, as long as they don't harm another.
Yeah.
You know, or bother other people's shit.
Really, Ron, if you're happy with what you have with your shit and you're happy with it, why would you care? I know I don't.
I don't. I mean, I'm, you know, I have a lot of shit, but a lot of shit don't make me happy that I have it, you know. But what do you think a piece of property is for? For your shit, you know what I mean? I mean, personally, myself, I know this stuff around me is worth fuck, you know, really, in reality.
Is it,
but, you know.
is it useful to you? Is it useful
there's
shit to you?
It's not, though, but there's shit that ain't, man. You know what I mean? There's like a bunch of shit around that I don't need. But
no,
I'm saying
in your life on, you know, see, sometimes I actually talk about this on, like, some other shows, and it all depends on who's listening. And I kind of learned a lot about, I guess you could say, why people do what they do, you know, why, what's a motive, all right, mm-hmm. and a profile motive and things like
right.
that. And it's crazy that some people let themselves get caught up in I need this, I need that, and they stress over it. And you know what's been proven, dude? I swear to God, and you can break that, and you can break this habit like any other drug habit, and that is if you constantly stress and you look for stuff to stress over, your brain will actually make the connections to make that happen for you, to make that happen for you.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's scientifically proven, man.
But I got friends of mine, man, that stress out over every little thing in their life, every little thing, you know. And I asked them, why do you call me? Why do you call me? Am I the answer guy here for you? You know, I give a shit about it, you know. And they don't know what to say, you know. And some of them tell me, go fuck myself, stuff like that. You know, fuck you, Ron.
Are
you know,
they
well,
asking
what do you mean, man?
Are they asking
yeah,
you for help in something?
In some form and way, yeah. I mean... Yeah, I mean, it just depends, you know.
Psychological? Are they calling
well,
you
no,
like you're
like, you know,
a psychologist?
Well, that psychologist, lawyer, you know, whatever. Like a guru type bullshit, you know what I mean? That's what I told him. I'm not a guru. I'm not that ain't nothing that shit, you know what I mean? I'm just me.
I was just going to say, you're a grumpy old man. That's all. They say, look, I'm a grumpy old man. Sorry. Get the wrong guy. Yeah.
No, they consider me more of an asshole, but I mean, because I mean, I call it as it is. Plain and simple. And, I explain to people in logic how it works. You know what I mean? And I show it to them. You know, I show them the proof that what I'm explaining to you is what it actually is. So, you know, it's and people dig that shit for some weird reason. I don't know why. I did. But it's the point that they come to these issues, man. I can't make this payment, I can't do this, can't do that, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that, you know, so.
Make some money, give some money.
My septic tank's leaking, I don't know what to do. My power bill's so damn high, you know. She left
give seminars, dude, make some money, Ron. Give a seminar on my septic tank.
I should, yeah.
What to do. Ron Reck.
Right. But anyway, a buddy of mine called me up just recently, man. He goes, man, you never guess, she left me. I said, really? Congratulations. What do you mean, man? That's what I said, congratulations. No, man. Yeah, congratulations. Don't worry about it. All right. I'll be damned, you're right. Yeah, I know, I'm right. Congratulations. You should be celebrated. It's gone. You know?
It's lucky and crown.
We're discussing whatever. It's probably a blessing she's gone, man. You know, I mean, I don't know. She doesn't seem like a bad lady. I mean, whatever. You know, I don't know what your actual situation was. What am I supposed to say?
All she probably did.
You know, run back
to
her, buy her flowers, take her out to fucking dinner, buy her a big box of chocolates, get her a diabetic real quick, get a life transplant.
You know why?
But, I mean, whatever.
You know why most women leave their man? You know, I'm saying a normal man, not someone who's abusive, somebody who can provide.
Uh-huh.
All they probably did, and this is human nature for women, and it's fine, is they got an upgrade. That's all they did. They found somebody else that has a little bit more, you know, and it can be a variety of reasons they did an upgrade. It's that simple. Don't take it so personal.
Or they
had a
psychological problem. They felt they missed out what they could have done when they were younger. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Go wild, shit like that. Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, yeah.
But it's,
and that's
funny. I think it's hilarious.
That's a phenomenon,
you know,
too. Where women do
right,
do that.
Yeah. It's like around here we have, you know, there's a problem with methamphetamine around here, you know, which is everywhere, I think, anyway. But, you know, I was at the local grocery store, all right? And I wasn't nothing real, I'm sure. But anyway, I was with a buddy of mine, and this girl walked past, and she looked probably, I'd say, in her 40s, you know? And she looked pretty rough, you know, pretty rough. And we walked in, and she started talking to this one chick that I know, all right? I ran into him. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on? Blah, 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 hey, you know? And I looked at her, and I said, man, you look familiar. She said, yeah, you know, I'm so-and-so. I said, oh, shit, man, I'm bad. I haven't seen you in a while. No, I've been pretty busy. I said, that's cool, so I left. Anyway, this chick, she'd been about 24 years old, but she looks 40. You know, so, yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty sad. You remember I went to school
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, you did? Fuck. You look 10 times older than my kid.
You should make money on it, Ron. You should make money on it. I'm asking, you know. Yeah, I mean, the stuff that I learned, it seems like it's okay. Mm-hmm. Where before I misunderstood, you know, the answer to my question, and it's okay for me. The stuff that I've learned, and I could provide this or that information wise for you. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to do that. I found that out actually today, and I was pretty excited about mm-hmm. it. You know, so yeah, but a lot of people will do that, and you just have a knack for it, dude. So just do it.
I guess,
make some money.
I,
get
you know,
some
I, but it's been like
do
this
since
I was in high school. In high school, man, people just call me all the time.
Spread the Ron Reck knowledge. I wasn't kidding when I said, you know, my septic tank's broken. I don't know what to do. Seminar, you know. I'm being a little bit, you know, but that's true. And I bet you...
I'm not
and,
a compulsive
you know,
alcoholic yet.
$15 ahead. $15 ahead. See how three people show up. All you got to do is talk.
Yeah.
Maybe draw on a whiteboard. Right. Draw on a whiteboard a little bit. That's about it.
Well, I would, you know, I'd start my speech off like, you know, how's everybody feeling being fucked today? You know. No, I don't know. Here I am. That's all I do. I mean, you know, what can I say, man? I can't, you know, I don't know why it is. I don't know why I do what I do. I don't know how I do
everybody,
what I
know. Everybody has a talent. And if you recognize that talent, you can actually make a living doing that. Like you have knowledge. George has a voice that everybody can understand. It's crisp. It's clear. He can do impressions. All right. So he could actually make money doing that. He could actually make money doing that. You know, I don't know. George, are you still on, George?
Well, let me put it this way, Billy. I could if I could get my foot in the door. But unfortunately... In 6.5 years of offering to be a voiceover artist, I still have yet to get my foot in the door somewhere.
You know what I would do if I was you, George? I would do it for free. I'd be an intern and let somebody recognize it.
You got to understand that they don't, unless you're an established voice talent, they will not touch you with a 10-foot pole, even if you offer to do it for free for a month.
You probably got to be part of some club, part of some thing that you got to pay to. See, they make it hard for you to make money, man.
Well, I've been in the music business for 30-something years, man, you know. And, you know, that's my actual talent, that my artistry, I consider it. You know, I'm a drummer, guitarist, you know, I record. And I've been recording people for a long time. And, you know, I've worked with some very famous people. I know a lot of famous people. But, yeah,
why don't you
it's just,
put some of your music up, Ron? Why don't you put some of your music up on YouTube so I can download it, man?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of people do this.
I used to work with. I don't know if you've heard me talk about Bill Dees, the guy I used to work with. He's a famous writer, singer. You ever heard of him?
What was his name? I'm sorry.
Bill Dees.
Bill Dees?
Dees, D-E-E-S, yep.
No, I don't think I've ever. I mean, it sounds familiar, but it's kind of a familiar name anyway.
Okay. Well, you know his work. I know you know his work. Everybody knows his work.
I'm going to type him in Google. I mean, it sounds
one
familiar.
One of the songs.
Bill Dees. Billy Dees.
You know the song, Old Pretty Woman.
Hey, is it D-E-E-S?
D-E-E-S. D and two E's and an S.
Right, gotcha.
D's.
Bill Dees. Oh, they got a picture of him there. Right there on Google. There you go.
Right. Gray haired guy.
Familiar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now I can go to YouTube and I can listen to some of his music, I guess. That's what I'm saying, Ron. Why don't you put some of your music up?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm gonna pull a video up for you. And I'll throw a link up in the chat room for you. And this one was recorded at my ranch. Yeah.
You're gonna help me save the world.
Well, wish I could.
It's easier than you think.
Saving your own world.
Something you can't just, you know. I don't know. I mean, that's one. Easy.
You're right, man. It's very easy to save your own world. That's for sure. Saving the whole world?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Saving your own world? Yeah.
Yeah,
you could. Absolutely right, man.
You got to start somewhere. The macrocosm and the microcosm, they equate about the same size.
That's kind of like, I can't even pronounce the word. That's like something you would hear Aristotle say or something. They're the same size. What do you mean?
Oh, well.
That's cool.
Hypothetical, man. I feel like it's kind of like as above, so below type of thing, but it's not mathematically proportionate. But according to, you know, science, they say, like, the universe expanded from a point. So everything is connected in that sense. You know, I feel like the body is the representation of everything, you know, our small systems to our large systems. And within that understanding of things is key to how, like, they have this movie coming out, that Lucy movie. So I think, like, with that understanding, like, once a person gets more in depth into those types of studies, it enables one to have a greater control over their self.
Yeah, right. But yeah, you're right. You know, it's funny. I had this conversation with somebody today. They were talking about life in the universe, you know, and on other planets and stuff. And I'm like, you got to understand that we live in a universe that's teeming with life. And like you said, on the micro level, and that's atoms. And atoms are living. That's a living thing. And they're throughout the universe. So technically, if you were to ask yourself, is there life, you know, elsewhere? There's life everywhere, even in space.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Yeah.
I mean,
the final frontier.
Those aren't philosophies that are completely new. There are people that actually, I don't know. I just think it's like religion. A lot of religions, they just aren't. You know, they say the things, but I guess because of the language barrier, they're interpreted differently.
There's science in the Bible. Read Matthew. If you read Matthew, I'm sure you've read other things in the Bible, but just sit down and read Matthew like reading a book. And there's a lot of science in magic.
Yeah, man. I like to listen to my audio book, but the Bible, man, is a very interesting book for it to have been written in those times and for it to hold such significant weight in these quote-unquote modern days. It has to have some type of divine inspiration. And just, you know, basically from some of my personal experiences, I've deducted that there are things that exist beyond the five senses that we can't explain with just our, you know, rational way of thinking. You know, so
you want to I was going to tell you how to do something. I'm doing this thing on today. How to make a poor man's laser microscope. All right. And you can actually take the laser back, and they'll give you your money back. Go to Radio Shack and buy a green laser and get two small mirrors, like compact size. Put one about 10, 15 feet down, like a hallway or an area. The smaller the area, the better, because it's more, you know, condensed. And then you set that laser up and point it into that mirror and have it shoot back into another compact, and then look at that second or third line and use, like, literally just an eye magnifier and look, and you'll be amazed at what you see.
What will I see, like particles or something?
Well, you won't see as many particles as you would expect. I mean, you'll see a couple. They're super duper bright. They're almost like little fireballs, like a particle going through the laser that way.
I don't want to shoot a laser beam in my eye, dude.
No, don't do that. But I'm saying that what you'll see is what viruses are carried on, and all kinds of things are all kinds of life is carried on, and it's very uniform. It's extremely uniform. It's little round balls of water, and that's exactly, you know, that's our atmosphere, man. But to look at it, like, wow, it'll blow your mind how perfectly, you know, a perfect sphere they are. You know, it's like little, I can't explain. You got to look at it, and when you look through it, you know, with the magnifier, you know, you're just like, man, that's what I'm breathing. That's my that's the atmosphere right there. And life travels in there.
That's very interesting, man. I think also that, you know, I just think we need to get together, man. You know, as soon as possible, man. I think that I like to use this analogy, you know, about parallel universes and parallel realities and stuff like that. Like, I feel as if, you know, if there's 7 billion people in the world, this is just something I've deducted, but if there's 7 billion people, with their understanding of how parallel universes work, I feel as if there are 7 billion, you know, realities, everybody's perspective is like something like that. But on an individual level, I think we are able to bring into being any type of a better, like, for example, say there's, okay, all right, so right now I think we're actually on the negative spectrum of how good things can actually be, you know, regardless of the fact, like, okay, what has to happen is going to happen, right, but there's a way where, I don't know. I can't necessarily speak for everybody when I say that, but, you know, I think we have to help each other. But from what I've realized, not everybody wants to be helped. I mean, and I just got to try to work with them. I mean, in a sense, that's what I'm trying to say, but it's like, yeah, man, I don't know. It's complicated, but one thing I do know is that, or I understand that, there is a good and evil type thing. Like, I don't know. I think bad is relative. So that's why there's so many injustices that are able to just take place. But as far as, like, you know, I think there's a force out there that actually wants to just screw people up. It's evident, you know. People could say, I'm all over the place with this stuff right now. People could say as much as they want, as you know, it's not the gun that...
I think Gunslinger's mic is missing.
Sorry.
Gunslinger,
John, can you mute your mic? There he goes.
Not my mic.
No, that was
Gunslinger. It's not the gun that shoots people, right? It's the person.
Once in a while.
That's what they think. They could say that, but I think, you know, some things, like some technologies, we shouldn't even have. For example, like, what purpose is nuclear energy serving us right now? Like, seriously.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right. If you had the knowledge and the ability, all right, to be able to obtain information pretty much similar to knowing what's around the corner, all right? Not like crazy, you know, like in the future stuff. Just what's basically going to happen 80% of the time, just around the corner. What would you do with it? What would you do with that information? I mean, would you play the lottery?
I would try to help as many people as I could, but it wouldn't make any difference either way you equate it. If I channeled the energy into winning the lottery, I still wouldn't be able to do as much in a proportion into the general understanding of the person I would be trying to help. So it's like, I mean, the money would make things easier because a lot of people see things on a tangible basis, but it's probably just the people I've been working with as of recent, because I know there are people that understand that money has no intrinsic value, so.
So do you think that would be disruptive if the human race knew how to do that? Everybody knew how to do that? Like, kind of
no,
know.
Because we would inevitably come to the same conclusion, like, well, we know what's around door number three, so let's not go there. But I guess, in a sense, people could say, you know, that's when, you know, that thing about duality would come into play, you know, right or wrong, left and right. But once a person would get to that level of consciousness, then you would understand that there's a whole realm of perception of up, down, left, right. Those are things we can only explain with our five senses. You know, there's a whole there's literally infinite possibilities within the realm of what's possible.
And you know what? You know, people actually can do this, all right? That's been proven also. But most people can't, and the reason they can't is because of their emotion. Their emotions just totally mess them up, and they can't do it. Their emotions get in the way and skew all the information, you know, and it doesn't work. It's weird. It's not weird, but it's human nature, I guess, that it's being run by pure emotion, and that's it, you know. No Vulcan in you whatsoever.
But you know what drives a person to become that way? It's like...
life experience, man.
Yeah, man, especially the strains of being in the city. City life is something that's relatively new, because especially within, like, the 20th century, man, you got buildings that stack up to 20 floors, and, you know, there are things that are not taken into consideration about, you know, the bodies. We can juice ourselves basically externally, or we can intake the right foods, and we're not getting the right food mineral content in order to even maintain such levels of perceiving things, like that type of energy. But I think sunlight is, we can photosynthesize sunlight, sun rays to a certain level too, you know. But that's what's going on, man. There's a lot of stuff that's
for
going
what?
On.
For what? For what? Do what with sunlight? Photosynthesize it?
Yeah, like
for
plant
what?
People. Like plant people. For added energy for your cells, just because each individual cell, you could think of it like its own brain. If every cell is juiced up all the time, then, you know, you have ample more energy to do things.
You know, I'm not sure which way the study went. There was a study done on sunlight, being out in the sunlight, and there was a study being done to see if it produced dopamine, which is, you know, the body's painkiller, basically. It just makes you feel good. And I can't remember if it was, it did or it didn't. I'd have to look it up, go back and look and see what the conclusion was. I thought it was a neat study that was being done, you know, because you are kind of getting this radiation.
It does. It actually does. It does.
I don't know. Let me know.
Serotonin also. But that's the secret they don't want to tell people. But
yeah, but serotonin can mess your ass up too. Serotonin, that chemical. That can make you bipolar, you know. That's got to be really stable. And yeah, serotonin.
That's why I say we need. It's simply complicated. You know, there's a higher level of science that would do better for all peoples, because we're basically, you know, stuck in this hierarchy type of mindset, and things are the way they are. But like, and things are going to be the way they have to be, and things are going to happen the way they have to happen. But, you know, there's a better way of doing things. I can't say there's a better way of doing the wrong thing, because that doesn't make sense. But there's a better way of doing things. They're using that principle. They probably do have cities in outer space and all that kind of stuff like that. But, you know, moving forward, that's hypothetical. I don't really think that's going on. But moving forward as a species, as a people, you know, as a human race, these are things that have to be taken into consideration. Like the point I just made about the nuclear reactor thing, like, come on, dude. One scientist, I forgot, I know everybody knows this quote, but what a heck of a way to boil water, right? So.
Yeah, I just put this, I didn't even read it yet. I just clicked on a link real quick. It says dopamine primer. It's on a reputable site, so. Their conclusions, you may disagree with their conclusions or whatever they're trying to say here. I gotta read it. It looks long as shit.
Sunlight could do a whole bunch of crap. It does a lot of stuff for a person. I try not to, I don't, you know, I don't want to make anybody do anything. It's just the way it is, man. Like,
that's why you never save the world, dude, because human beings were designed to live in small groups. And I don't mean like crazy small, you know, like the Kurds in Iraq, and what's going on in Iraq is a great demonstration of that. You know, they're tribes. They can get along with their own people, their own kind, but when they're, you know, rubbed up against a different, you know, people or tribe, there's conflict. And that's been like that since the beginning of, you know, when humans and Neanderthals were here. Apparently, the going theory is we wiped out the Neanderthals. We killed them off. The Homo sapiens.
That's why they got the Planet of the Apes movie coming out. A lot of subliminals in there.
Neanderthals are coming back for some revenge, man. Yeah, that's cool.
No, man, I think it's all propaganda, man. Like I said, there's forces that want to jack everybody up. And, you know, like you said, you know, the emotionalism thing, feelings and all that stuff. Feelings are good, man. Feelings allow a person to know that there's something wrong. I mean, if you, that's all in perspective. If you know, you know, but they help. Feelings actually help in the right circumstance. I used to be very, very, very emotional until I figured out that it wasn't my emotions that was going to move a mountain. You know what I mean? So, you could say, gosh, man, you kicked the mountain, and you
hey,
say,
Billy.
Oh, shit, man, it hurt my toe, but it's not that what's going to propel the person to move the mountain out of the way. Yeah.
Hey, Billy. Got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at your profile lately?
Which one?
Yours, your BTR profile.
On Block Talk Radio?
Yeah. It doesn't look like your profile at all. In fact, it says Lovey 2000.
Oh, that happens all the time on BTR. It goes to somebody's a random profile. Like sometimes if I click on somebody's profile and then I click on somebody else's, it goes back to that same profile. Or it just goes to a random profile. I think that's something with BTR.
And Gunslinger has your profile.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a BTR problem. I've noticed that.
Just for shits and giggles, I want to see what Iggy's looks like.
And Iggy Mom.
Mom has yours too.
Okay. I guess so
Gunslinger
like
and Iggy are have your profile.
Yeah,
I wonder what Ron Reck's going to look like. Ron Reck has yours, too.
It's a BTR thing, dude. But Iggy Mom, I'll tell you what, that's who I think we should be backing right now is the Kurds. That's why oil went down, because the Kurds took, a really large oil field, took control of it. So there's more production of oil coming out of Iraq in the past, like, 30 months. That's why oil's down. There's a ton of oil coming out of Iraq. And if we back the Kurds seem to be very easy to get along with.
Well, now, I didn't... Oh, my goodness. When Bush 41, when Daddy Bush... as everybody likes to call him, when he went into to help the Kurds from and save them from Saddam's gassings and all that. Now, we helped them during the first Gulf War, right, Iggy? And then we ended up screwing them over.
Well, I technically wouldn't say we screwed them over. I don't think that President Bush or the government, our government at the time, was prepared to go into Iraq and help, you know, topple Saddam for whatever the reason may be. I couldn't tell you because I wasn't there, but I'm sure that there was reasons for it, because if it's going to benefit the U.S. is going to do it.
Yeah, well, like Iggy just said in the chat room, that was to kick Iraq out of Kuwait, which is what, you know, which we went over there to do because Saddam was gassing all the Kurds. Then we ended up stabbing him in the back. Well, not we, but, you know, the U.S., the federal government stabs him in the back for whatever stupid reason they did that.
He was gassing them back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. But nobody was really squawking them too loud because it wasn't being really well publicized.
Well, I was in the freaking army in nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, so I knew about it for sure. The bodies, they had masks, and the filters didn't work. All right, I think this is when he put the sarin gas. He hit him with the sarin gas. It went through their filters, and there's like little red dots on their face of where like the filter was sitting, you know, where the air would come through, and it was on. Mm-hmm. You could see it on the, you know, where the filter sat. And you show these little red dots where it got through. So they need to
refill
filters.
That. Scary stuff, man.
They need to upgrade it, filters.
Sorry about that, fellas. I had to go away for a minute. I just got a phone call from Antoinette. She's fine. Everything's cool. Kind of, I guess.
Oh, good.
She's all right. So, but I said, heck, there's only like 17 more minutes. Forget it. I'm not going to pull you back in. Just kick back and relax.
I don't be scaring people like that.
Do what?
I said, tell her don't be scaring people like that.
Yeah, right?
Scaring people.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way she blew town, it was like, you know, she made it sound like it was a big emergency.
Yeah, well, it was an emergency, but it's, you know, it ain't her herself. It's not the emergency. Somebody else and her family is having a problem. Nothing real major, but, you know, something came up.
Yeah, that's her business.
I'm telling you guys, she dancing at herself is fine, is what I'm telling you. It's not her. It's not the problem. So... She'll be back with me tomorrow, I'm sure. But it's very important. She got the phone right away, blah, blah, blah. So, you know how it is. You know life, guys. It throws all kinds of shit at you. You never know what's next.
Someone call Mike. Someone call Mike and tell him it's time to get up and make the donuts.
Yeah.
I wonder if she would get pissed or if it would make him laugh.
Probably piss him off.
I would make that phone call.
Start playing a keyboard.
Time to make the donuts.
Dude, I would make that phone call like right now. Just, you know, to move
on. Not me, brother. I'm the only one that really knows his numbers.
He'd be like, Mike, where you at? Where you at, man? What time is this?
Start playing Reveille. Play Reveille for him. Call him on the phone, start playing Reveille. That'll make his day.
I remember shortly after I got out of basic training, I'd gone home, and I decided that I was going to sleep in that following morning, right? Because I didn't have to be back to the base until the weekend. Well, I just closed my eyes. I just sat out, and my brother called me up and goes, "Wake up! Wake up! Rise and shine!" And he hits the friggin' reveille, right? And he says, "Drop your cocks and grab your socks! Let's move it, maggots!" I'm like, I'm going to kill you, Bill. I'm going to kill you.
Kill Bill, there you go.
And, of course, my brother, yes, my brother's name is Bill, by the way.
That's right.
All the time he's laughing, he's trying to tell me, "I got you, George," but he couldn't get the words out. He was laughing so hard.
Oh. choked at the open net.
He just had to do that, you know? I mean, he figured, what the hell, you deserve this. That was his mentality at the time. I'm like, you son of a bitch. I will get even with you for this. Still have yet to get even with him for it, and it's been a lot of years since.
I got kicked off my bunk once by the drill sergeant. First time I met him, I was laying down, you know, waiting for everybody else to get ready for PT. And I had my eyes closed, my arm over my eyes, and he kicked the mattress and me off the bunk. You know, busted my balls, told me to get up.
Well, you remember the scene in Full Metal Jacket where Hartman takes the garbage can and starts pounding the shit out of it? Well, we didn't have metal garbage cans. We had the plastic ones. So the drills, my DI decided he was going to be a real ball buster. He took his nightstick and he went slapping on every single bunk as hard as he could, and he kept ringing them bunks. And when he got to my bunk, he kept hitting and hitting and hitting, and I wouldn't wake up. I was snoring so loud that I was unconscious. He even flipped the mattress, and I was still out like a light. So you know what he does? He goes in. He goes downstairs to the mess hall, grabs a pot, fills it with ice water, comes back up and hits me with ice water. He says, "Now, before you hit the showers, get a mop and a bucket and clean up the water."
Well, man, he sounds mean. I mean, I'll admit, basic training is a trip because it's completely like you're the property of the government, and that's how they treat you in basic training, straight up. You know, but like, you have to live. You just adapt. Like, I never had to work in the kitchen. Working in the kitchen sucked. You know, it was hot, and you had to keep moving and working all day, and you know, literally peeling potatoes. I swear to God, no joke, peeling potatoes at Fort McClellan, Alabama. Never had to do it. You know how I got out of it? When the drill sergeant come in, I would hear you. I was in the back of the barracks. I would just get in my locker. And I would hide in my locker. And no one ever snitched me out. No one ever snitched me out. And nobody ever said anything. I don't know. And maybe nobody ever seen me do it. But I would just hear that. I would just, like, sneak over my locker and get into it real quick and close the door. And I never got picked. Not like, where's he at? You know? It is the whole time through basic. It sucks when you have, like, a bladder of
milk. Well, that's the one thing during basic what we never had to deal with was the KP duty.
Nah, man, people had to do that every day. People had to do that every day.
Yeah, the only thing I got stuck with every day was sweeping and mopping the barracks. And then making sure that all the cigarette butts were policed off the ground.
Yeah, imagine living like this, okay, for literally 8 straight weeks, all right? That's how long basic training was when I was in. It was 8 weeks. And, all right, now the same drill sergeant that kicked my mattress and me off the bunk onto the floor, all right, just try to picture that, okay? I don't know, he did a karate kick or what? I didn't see it coming, but he did something, and that was off, me and the mattress. From that day on, no matter how I made my bunk, even if other people made my bunk for me, every morning that drill sergeant would throw my bunk with everything on it, pillow and all, out the freaking window. I was up on the third floor. We were up on the third floor, out the window, and I had to carry all that crap up and basically put it on there and make it again and come back downstairs. Right up to graduation day. Graduation day, I was in my dress greens, get ready to graduate. I was staying at Fort McClellan, Alabama, just moving to a different barracks for school. And same thing. Here it comes, out the window. And that's just the way basic training is for some people. I don't know how it is now. But, you know, they test to make sure you can not freak out. And,
yeah,
you know,
well, my brother went through was in the Army back in the 80s. And, in fact, his basic training group and his time in the service was the last crew that wore the olive drab. Because a year after he got out, that's when they went to the woodland camo.
Yeah, that's all digitized, too.
And that, now it's the ACUs, the digital shit.
Yeah.
You know, this is what gets me. I forget what comedian said it, but there was a comedian who said it best. Why don't they have uniforms with buildings and buses on them? If you're going to be in a city landscape, you got to blend the fuck in.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, they're doing stuff with invisibility now, man. Like, it's a cloak, and as long as the equipment's there, you can make somebody, like, pretty invisible.
Well,
it's pretty cool.
There's some new material. I'm not like that, guys.
The blue ACUs? It's like a blue tint? In the dark, you can't see shit coming at you unless you see unless you see something shining.
Now, this is reflecting light and stuff where it pretty much reflects, bends light and, you know, just shows the background, doesn't show you because you're wearing a suit.
Yeah,
it's almost
like
a movie thing. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Without that. Turning invisible. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
the trolls.
Oh, gentlemen.
Los trolls están fuera esta noche.
Mm. Okay. Fred?
Los trolls están fuera esta noche.
See?
That sounds a combination of Spanish and Russian. That's weird. Doesn't it? Say that again. Say that again.
Los trolls están fuera esta noche.
That's my Google Translator on my cell phone.
Wait. It says something good night. I know it said good night.
No, you know what it's actually translated?
What?
I said into the phone, the trolls are out tonight. And this is what it came out with.
Los trolls están fuera esta noche.
Okay, I know Buenas Noches was night or something like
that. Yeah, but it didn't say Buenas Noches. Listen again.
Yeah.
Los trolls están fuera esta noche.
Noche.
So that's how it's translating, the trolls are out tonight, in English.
Yeah.
That's
from English
nuts.
To Spanish.
I want one of those.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
You have
get
to get
on your phone.
Is that my phone?
Do you
have a Droid?
You got to get the app.
You have a Droid?
Yeah.
Look in
your apps window. It's alphabetized and it should be under T where it says translate.
Mm.
Now,
wait,
mind
folks,
you,
guess what? We're about out of time. We're gonna be kicked here in a minute. Just letting you all know.
Before you run out of time, let me ask you one question, please.
Okay.
What kind of electronic cigarette you smoking over there?
What am I smoking? The kind? This is a KangerTech.
Yes.
It's a KangerTech.
That's the name of it?
Yeah. It's a tank. That's
it's
your
a
tank with
a... It's a menthol?
Well, you can put
you
menthol
link.
In them. You put all
you
kinds of
link?
Flavors in these things. All kinds of... no, it's the name, Kanger.
Can you type it in? Can you type it in the chat room? I can't understand your accent.
Yeah, well, hey, Ron.
Yeah.
And Billy. And I forget what the young lady, I don't remember the young lady's name, but I just told my phone I don't speak English, and here's what it comes up with from Russia.
Я не говорю по-английски.
Yeah.
Я не говорю по-английски.
This thing can translate literally hundreds of languages. Some it can't, some others, but most of it can. This thing came in handy because there was a guy who could not speak a lick of English, and he was speaking in Japanese. And he was trying to find the police station. So I used the translator to tell him where it was.
Is it now if he spoke into your phone and you were translating into English, does that work too?
Let's say you're speaking a foreign language. If the foreign language bank is banked in here, it will speak that you'll speak in that in your native tongue and it can translate into English, yes.
Oh, well, that's an awesome app, man.
It came with the phone.
I got a Droid. I didn't check that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the Droid Max.
Did she find it?
Since I got this Droid Max, I've been having more fun than I care to think about.
I need a new phone. I think I might go get one next week. I had the insurance on it. I dropped it and the screen cracked, but... I said, I think they want you to pay $50 to use the insurance, and they got phones on sale for $50. That's a waste.
Well, these Droid Max, they go for about $100 a piece.
Hey, Ron, are you in this video playing an instrument or something?
No, that's in the, that's at my house, though. That's the
hey,
possible.
Okay.
Jackie?
If you see that little thing sitting there behind him, that little wicker thing that's sitting on a piano, that's a 1894 Nelson Maple Tiger Stripe.
Now is this your YouTube channel, Ron? Is this your YouTube channel?
No, that's a buddy of mine.
Do you have one? All right,
no,
I'm going to subscribe to him. I'm going to go ahead and subscribe to him.
Well, somebody got the Ron Rex Show on YouTube. Tamara Kay?
Yep. That was the interviews that the shows that Antoinette did with her. It was really good. Really good.
Hmm.
Yep. It sure was.
I'll put a video up for like a week, maybe two, and then I'll take it down, you know.
Yeah.
The last video I was on solar. On how to set one up where you don't have to put a pole on the ground, so you don't need a permit.
Less than 1 minute.
Yeah, I have some friends that have YouTube channels. They make pretty good money at that shit, somehow or another. I don't get it. But
yeah, if you have like 300,000 subscribers, absolutely.
Right.
Time's up. Night, guys.
We're over. All right, have a good one, folks. We'll see you all later.
That's all, folks.
Maestro.